Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. And the most kind of mail we get at the moment at our house is my online shopping.
Yes, okay.
I always do my shopping online and it pops up in the mailbox.
Yep,
so when you get a letter, it really stands out.
Yeah, formal.
In my household. And so I got a letter on Friday and it stood out and I was like, what's this letter? And I looked at it and I went, oh, my gosh, it's from the RMS.
Oh,
you know what that means.
Lead for Jade to the case.
A fine. Because that's the only time you get a letter from the RMS is for a fine. And I was thinking, oh, gosh, did they hear me talk about on the radio last week how I unwittingly drove without a license for 4 days?
same people that send you the, like, red show and those type
of things? Yeah.
So you know it's going to, you know it's got to be a bill.
It's going to cost me.
It's going to be a gouger.
Yeah. And you've been caught in the past.
I know, I have been caught. I was like, is that mobile speed? Camera, has that caught me unawares?
The one just outside of Jamboree. Oh, we all know about the one.
Yeah, that's right. It goes
early
both
in the morning.
Yeah. He's always there. Jamboree is the hotspot.
So, how many points did you lose?
Well, so I opened it up and I kind of did it really slow. It's like, it was like Charlie the Chocolate Factory when he had that Willy Wonka bar, except there was no golden ticket on the inside. And I was opening it slow, going, oh, please don't let it be fine. And if it is, make it a small one. And then I opened up and I was like, eyesight test now required. I'm like, what?
Oh,
this is not a fine. Let me have a look at this. Our records indicate that you renewed your driver's license and you must take an eyesight test by the 19th of August in order to keep your driver's license. And I'm like,
oh, jeez.
I don't wear glasses. I mean, I wear glasses on air to read, when I'm doing some reading, but I don't wear glasses to drive.
So it's not marked on your license?
I think because I've hit, like, a certain age in life, you automatically have to get an eye test done because I'm, like, 42 and I've obviously just renewed my license and they're like, whoa.
I know what it is.
What?
They've seen CCTV footage of you reverse parking.
She needs help. She clearly is blind.
She definitely needs glasses, either prescription screen of the front of the car.
And if they could put rubber around the outside of a vehicle too just to help protect it. So I was like going, oh, my God. And then, of course, my husband, Milko, he was reading over my shoulder and he's laughing. He goes, you know you're old when you've got to do an eyesight test to make sure that you can still drive your car.
This has come from the same guy who's got arthritis in his arms and his shoulder surgery and wears a monocle.
I don't know. I've got to, this makes me feel old.
Wow,
to be frank, I think I would have preferred a fine.
Oh, jeez.
At least I can pay that off and it's gone.
Yeah.
Old age is going to stay with me forever and get worse as I get older.
Well, that's sad. Sad for you. And you're geriatric for babies as well.
I know. When I went to have my last three babies, I was a geriatric. So really, lucky we've got disabled access here at Wave FM.
You're a blind geriatric.
Next week I'll be in a Zimmer frame.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien. On 96.5 Wave FM.
I've had a couple of dreams recently where I genuinely believe that they're real. I'm even waking up going, oh, jeez. Either, thank God. Thank God I got out of that all right. Thank God I didn't commit that crime. Those sort of dreams. You know when you wake up and you just go, whew, dodge that bullet. Yeah.
Well, and they're quite emotional and you woke up feeling drained because you've been really all in.
You were in.
Yeah.
Oh, I had another one of those dreams last night and it was the sort of dream where I just couldn't escape it. So bottom line was, I was working at the radio station right here with us.
It's okay. All right. So
I felt like I was at work.
Yeah.
I was dreaming of being at work. What a disappointment. Anyway.
That's sad.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I wake up and I come to work. Yeah. But anyway, I had this dream, and we had Terry Irwin,
Steve Irwin's wife.
We were doing the challenge where we put the earbuds into her ears, and I tell her what to say and what to do. And she was eager to do it, so she went out into the public. But the problem was, every single thing I told her to do, she did it very politically correct.
All right.
In the dream. And I think it was you, Dino, you were saying to me, you need to hit her with something a bit harder.
Yeah.
A bit harder. We need to get the edge.
Get her out of a comfort zone.
Yeah, we need to show another side to Terry Irwin.
Yeah.
So then I said, okay, go up to this guy and say, hey, listen, I know a man. And she starts saying this. She says, I know a man. And then I said, who found it really hard to do a big, hard dump.
Oh, God. Wow.
This is what I said. This is in my dream.
Okay? Yeah.
It's not really me.
Uh-huh.
It's my dream. a guy who found it very difficult to have a big hard dub. Anyway, in the dream, Terry starts saying it. She goes, I really found it very difficult to have a big hard. And then the phone went, you know, dead.
Yeah.
And Dino's looking at me and you're looking at me going, oh, that's it. We're going to get sued. Terry's going to sue us because we were forcing her to say dub live on air. And she was appalled by the dub. And it was at that moment I woke up and I was like, oh, my God. Then I went back to sleep. Straight back into the same dream.
Oh, no.
It was like... I was right back where we left off, you know. Yeah, we were getting sued. There was no sign of Terry Irwin anywhere. Where was she? Maybe she was gone for a big... Maybe she needed to loo herself. I don't know. All I can say is thank God I'm here today and Terry's not on our show
thank
today.
Thank God. If we ever get some interview requests from Terry Irwin, let's say no.
Just
a
say
hard no.
A hard no.
A big hard no.
No. Just dump that one, all right? Yeah, yeah.
Dump it. Press the dump all button.
It's Jade and Damien in the morning. Brought to you this
it's
morning.
It's on the nose.
Brought to you this morning by Metamucil. And
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Across the Illawarra, live on 96.5 Wave FM, Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right!
All right. Let's bring on a Monday morning game show, Jade v.
Exciting.
Damien. Got some good news, guys. So
yeah.
We just opened up the phone lines and you're representing a couple of Wave FM listeners this morning. Jade, Shell from Flinders.
Oh, Shell.
Okay. And Therese from Kiama Downs.
Therese, I like your name.
Hot, pretty hot for Team Damien.
All right.
How this game works, I have scoured Facebook Marketplace and cherry-picked three items for sale in the Illawarra. All right? Three things for sale here in the Illawarra. You guys need to guess as closely as possible without going over.
Oh, so if you go over your bust kind of thing.
What these
things
are worth.
Jade.
Yeah. I like a fast Facebook Marketplace shop.
See you two. I've put on the cameras to make sure that if you guys start cheating, we'll have evidence.
Oh.
No, I don't want any gestures or anything that's silly.
Oh,
you know.
This is like from Master Cheater himself.
Come on. No, come on. Let's, you know. All right. Bring it on. Here we go.
First item is actually for sale. It got listed on Facebook Marketplace 3 days ago in Flinders.
Yeah. Oh, this is where, hey.
Two of them, Jade.
Yep.
Damien, the classic Commonwealth Bank money boxes. You know the tin ones? Every kid got them when they were young. They're a money box. Shaped like a bank.
Do they come with money?
No.
Right.
So someone's trying to sell this like as an antique or something like that.
But they are a classic.
They're a classic.
And this is two of them.
What type of condition are we talking, Dino?
I would say...
Like mint condition?
Not quite as new, but excellent condition.
Okay.
Excellent condition.
All right.
Two Commonwealth Bank money boxes.
Jeez, I
lock your prices in.
I wouldn't give more than $3 a money box. I'm going $6 total.
Are you?
That's
See,
it.
I would say $10.
You're the $10
two?
Total?
Yeah, $10 for the two. Yeah.
They have been listed for $45.
What?
Oh, what a... Oh, come on.
That is crazy. But that means I win, doesn't it? Because I'm the closest.
No, you just did that on purpose. You just went higher. You just waited to hear what I would say. And
no,
you went one
I
higher.
Didn't actually think of that tactic. But...
I know how it works. All right. You get the call first.
Look, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
This is a cut-down 1 litre Bundaberg rum bottle. So it's had the top cut off it and it's been fashioned and sanded into like...
A candle.
You could use it as a candle. You could use it as, say, a vase.
Yeah,
you could use it
thing.
As just if you need a big drink.
Yeah.
It could be a big glass. So
you could use it as something to fill your bin.
Yeah.
So a cut down 1 litre Bundy
liter.
Bottle.
Cut down
turned into like a vase, and this is listed 2 days ago, Albion Park Rail. What do you think? The asking price. What's the asking price on this?
Go for it, Jade. What do you got?
I reckon that somebody would put that on for $19.
You reckon
no? Yeah, I reckon somebody would think that this has got value. 19. They've actually spent the time to cut it and sand it. So I really feel like
you're going $19.
Yeah, I'll go $19.
$19 and 1 cent.
You can't do that. No, yeah, that's cheating,
it's
Damien.
It's not cheating. It's only, I might lose.
You've both gone over. The asking price is $5. No, that means no one won. No, both went over. Okay.
$5. Mm, yeah, that's a lot of effort for $5.
All right, let's get serious. This is the third and final, and you are representing your listeners this morning.
Shell
of Flinders, Team Jade, Therese from Kymer Downs on Team Damien. What we have listed in Central Wollongong 2.5 days ago is a set of vintage orange Tupperware. Now, this is the four orange canisters.
Oh, nice.
Remember those growing up?
It's a lifetime guarantee.
Four orange Tupperware canisters in very good condition. All lids, no cracks. They're actually being listed in Coniston a couple of days ago.
Damien,
all right,
you start. This is yours first.
What are they worth, guys?
Again, does anyone need them?
People love their Tupperware, and it's lifetime guarantee. So even if the lid breaks, you can contact Tupperware and you'll get a new lid.
Okay. I'm still going cheap in this, guys. I'm sorry. I'm thinking it's like $12.
Ooh. Okay.
$12. Okay.
Hey, I went over. He's after giving you a hint.
Right, we'll see, because I was thinking it's Tupperware, and it's classic Tupperware, so I would say $20 at least.
Locking those prices in.
Yeah.
$12 v $20. Asking price at the moment in Coniston on Facebook Marketplace, $30.
Yeah! Shell from Flinders. You are going shopping at Natural Necessities. You've got $100.
What a rip-off.
Right, study up. We're back to play tomorrow. So you guys on the Facebook Marketplace.
I'll get on there too.
Your price is zeroed in. That's how we roll.
Is that Tupperware still for sale?
And that's $100 to Natural Necessities Surf Shop, family owned and run since 1976. Enjoy that. We're back with another $100 for Natural Necessity tomorrow morning.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, you're familiar with the inner monologue. That's the inner monologue is the thoughts that are in your head. But generally what you do is you don't reveal them. You know, it's like if someone walks in the room and you go, that dress is awful. But you keep it in your head.
Yes.
You don't say it to them. You don't insult them.
Okay? No.
You do the right thing. Yesterday I was on the Blue Emu bus. Okay, this is the bus that takes you from the airport out to where your car is parked.
Oh, it's fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Not when you want to get home. You just want to get straight in your car just get home.
And by the way, I missed the first one. I'm running with my trolley and it pulls away and I'm like, anyway, I eventually got onto it. It was packed because all the flights had been cancelled. It was packed. Got on it and it's so noisy and it's rickety and I can hear a family somewhere nearby and they're chatting away, kids and parents. And I look around and I see the scene.
Yeah.
And there's a mother. She's sitting down. She has her young daughter on her lap.
Yep.
And then another daughter beside her. And it looks like the dad is kind of standing up. And we're all packed up. On this
like
bus.
Sardines.
But what I loved was I could hear their conversation. In the midst of all the chaos, they're chatting away and they're trying to keep the kids entertained. I can hear them going, oh, what's $50 plus $50? And they're doing maths questions and then they're doing some kind of poems and things like that. And I think, good on them, you know.
That's nice.
It's keeping the kids entertained on this horrible trip and this horrible rickety damn bus all the way out to Blue Emu. Everything's going fine. And It was slow. The trip was slow because of the traffic. Eventually, I hear the little girl sitting on the mother's lap. She goes, oh, hurry up, boss. My hips are sore. And that's when somebody's inner monologue obviously blurted out the wrong thing. It was the dad. He says, that's what she said.
No. The dad said that.
At the top of his lungs.
That was one of those moments where the comment bypasses the brain and just comes straight out of the mouth. There's no censoring.
That's what she said. And it was just as the bus went over, there was a speed bump. And whenever you go over the speed bump, everything kind of goes silent. So it's like you come down off the speed bump and all of us, that's what she said.
Oh, God.
I was like, dude.
My God.
And I took a little glance around. Oh, the wife wife wasn't happy.
Oh, I can imagine. You don't say that.
Not... Silly idiot.
Oh.
So no laughs? No?
No, I gave a little laugh.
Damien was like, were you doing an internal laugh, like internal monologue laugh or external?
I let it out. Yeah, well, I figured he let one, I let one off as well.
You may as well join him. Give him some moral support.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker has revealed the reason he was rushed off stage last week. Well, he went for an endoscopy. Remember, I had one of these a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, so his was just a routine endoscopy. He actually did it with his new wife, Courtney, so they went together. I don't know, is it a thing, his and hers endoscopies?
In Hollywood, it is.
It completely is. And so he said Monday he felt great, but after dinner, excruciating pain, and he was, of course, on stage, excruciating pain. It turned out they'd gone and taken a small polyp that they found, but it had damaged a critical pancreatic drainage tube, so he actually went into severe life-threatening pancreatitis.
Oh, wow.
And he almost died.
So this is the one down the throat?
Down the throat, yeah. Yes. Not the couple's colonoscopy. Although, I think that's a thing too in Hollywood.
That is a thing. Yeah, absolutely.
They get a little... What's the one where you get the flush out?
An enema. Yeah. No, not an enema. Whatever it is, yes.
Something.
Yeah, gastric something.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about. It's where they shove the tube up and then
they flush it all out.
You get it all sucked out.
Yeah. Hey, three songs from Michael Jackson's 2010 album, Michael, they have been pulled from streaming services. Oh. You cannot listen to them anywhere. You cannot buy them anywhere. Why? Nice. Well, there's speculation that Michael didn't actually sing them. I know. Okay, so the three songs in question, Keep Your Head Up, Monster, featuring 50 Cent, and Breaking News. So they all appeared on this 2010 album named Michael.
Okay.
So let's have a listen. Now, this is Keep Your Head Up.
Every time she feels this way and she's turning inside. Every time
there is a lot of that,
you're a singer. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, the problem with Michael Jackson is there's lots of impersonators of him. He's actually not that hard to impersonate.
Oh, really?
Exactly what you see.
I mean, we're doing it flawlessly.
Jump boy.
Okay, well, and now this is another one of those songs, Monster.
Too bad. Hollywood's got you jumping.
You know what? They really shouldn't be concerned because these are really bad Michael Jackson songs.
I know, that's right. It's kind of songs you don't want people to think you sung.
These are B-sides.
They've released a statement, though. The estate and Sony Music of Michael Jackson just believe that the continuing conversation about the tracks is distracting the fan community from what's important, and that is his legendary and deep music catalogue. They've taken the songs off because they just don't want everyone to be distracted by them. There's plenty of other good Michael songs out there.
They kind of sound like him, but not necessarily him.
I know, and I think them taking them off is code for they're probably not him.
Yeah.
Because, why would you take them down? Oh, it's distracting the fan community because they're talking about them. Yeah. Call them BS on that one.
Well, now, Michael died in 2009, so this album came out just after he died as well. So I suppose it's... that's part of the story, is the fact that they were released in his absence.
That's right. So he wasn't around to say, that's me, that's not me.
That's right.
These rockers. We know who they are. No lip syncing here.
No, they even sing off key sometimes.
They do.
They do it for real.
Oh, they're just grassroots. No one taught anyone to sing.
Yeah.
Anthony Kiedis was just going and jamming with some mates.
Yeah, that's right.
So Red Hot Chili Peppers, they commenced their global stadium tour last month following the release of their new album, Unlimited Love. So they went to Spain, they've gone to Dublin, New York, London, Paris, and just announced in the last hour, soon to be heading to Sydney.
Oh, yeah. All right.
They're going to be returned to Oz for four massive stadium shows early next year. So they'll be at a core stadium in Sydney on the 2nd of Feb. And they'll be supported by Post Malone too.
Oh, that's a big show.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
It'll be a good double up. So if you're a Telstra member, if you've got a Telstra phone, you can get your tickets this Wednesday at noon. If you're a GP, general public, you don't have a Telstra phone.
Hard luck.
You can get the tickets on Monday at 2 p.m.
You get the back row of the stadium.
You get nosebleed section. That's
good
for
luck.
Sure.
Oh, that's huge news. And awesome. Red Hot Chili Peppers are on the way.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.